commitment looks like. Learning English well is like embarking on a thrilling, exciting, and rewarding adventure. It's far more than just memorizing words and grammar rules. It's about immersing yourself in a new world full of exciting challenges and discoveries. Imagine you're a traveler in an unfamiliar country. Every sign, every conversation is a mystery, waiting to be unraveled, waiting to be discovered, to be clarified. This is what it feels like to dive into learning English. It's not just about opening a textbook. It's about engaging with the language in its natural habitat and feeling comfortable about it. When you watch English movies or listen to English songs, you're not just being entertained. You're training your ear to the rhythm and melody of the language, picking up on nuances, slang, and cultural references. But today's question to you is, do you know what real commitment looks like? Keep listening, because in today's episode, I'm going to answer that question, but I'm also going to give you real life examples. Welcome to yet another episode of You, Me, and Words, your favorite English learning podcast. I'm your host, Teacher Sam, and this is episode 206. I've said this many times before, but let me say it again. The journey of learning English is also one of resilience and perseverance. By the way, at this point of our English learning journey, you should recognize the words resilience and perseverance, since I've talked about them many times before. So, as I said earlier, the journey of learning English is also one of resilience and perseverance. It's normal to stumble, to fall along the way. You might mispronounce a word, use the wrong tense, or find yourself lost in a sea of unfamiliar vocabulary. But see, it's so important for you to understand that these aren't failures. They're opportunities to learn and grow. For instance, imagine a situation where you misunderstood a joke and responded inappropriately. Instead of feeling embarrassed, you could see this as a chance to learn about humor in English, which can be quite different from your native language. That's just one example, and trust me, there are many, many more examples out there where English learning students feel unnecessarily embarrassed and ashamed of their mistakes, when really all those mistakes do is present us with an opportunity to learn. Here's the problem though. We can't just learn from time to time if we truly are serious about learning English. It has to be a commitment. It simply has to be a commitment. Now, this is a great opportunity for me to ask you again. Do you really know what real commitment looks like? Real commitment to what, you ask? Commitment to learning the English language. You see, a real commitment to learning English involves a methodical and disciplined approach. It's about setting goals and sticking to them. This could mean dedicating a certain amount of time each day to study, whether it's learning new vocabulary, practicing grammar, practicing pronunciation, listening to this amazing podcast. It could be so many different things. I am only sharing a few examples. Consistency is key. Think of it as nurturing a plant. A little bit of care each day can lead to beautiful growth over time. I'm very serious when I ask you, do you know what real commitment looks like? I'm serious about it because I have such exemplary students, such exemplary podcast listeners that I'd like to mention in today's today's episode, which to me stand for real commitment, real dedication, and above all, real consistency. As I'm writing this, I think about a phenomenal example of an avid podcast listener, but also an English student. His name is Nuno. He is from Portugal. He rarely misses a single podcast episode. Not only that, he also supports the podcast, which gives him access to the podcast text. He listens to the podcast when he's driving somewhere. He listens to the podcast when he's not driving, as he follows the podcast text. He takes notes. He highlights the new words. He repeats them over and over again. As I ask you this question of commitment, I also think about Marie, who is originally from Haiti, but who now lives in New Jersey. She works hard during the day, but she never misses a single podcast episode. She is a very avid listener. She is also a supporter of the podcast. She prints out the podcast texts and reads them as she listens. She listens over and over again. She repeats the episode. She highlights the new words. She takes notes. I also think about Blerta, another avid podcast listener from Albania who sometimes works night shifts. She works very hard, yet she never misses a single podcast episode. She too is a podcast supporter. She sometimes listens to the podcast during her night shifts. She takes notes. She takes beautiful notes. She highlights the words. She reads the text over and over again. She listens to the podcast episode again and again and again. Her parents live in a very small village in Albania. When she takes the bus to visit her village, often, Blerta listens to the podcast. She never misses a beat. That's commitment. That's determination. That's perseverance. As I ask you the question about commitment, I think about a very promising, bright, young English learner from Colombia. Her name is Daniela. We call her Dani. She is another incredibly avid podcast listener. You should see her notes. Jesus Christ, you should see her incredible notes. She is young. She isn't rich by any means. She doesn't have everything just given to her. She has to struggle and hustle and work hard. She does all of that. And she also never misses an episode of You, Me, and Words. She listens over and over and over again. She too is a supporter. And she never misses a beat. As I continue to ask you the question about commitment, I think about two lovely young ladies, both from Montenegro. I am talking about Vanya and Ratka. They are both incredible examples of what it means to be committed. They are both an incredible example of what it means to be resilient and what it means to be consistent. Do you know that Ratka recently sent me a video of her studying the podcast texts at 1 a.m. Montenegro time? Both Ratka and Vanya work, by the way. Yet they find the time to take notes, to listen, to repeat, to study, to learn. See, that's commitment. As I ask you the question about commitment, I think about Leandra, another one of our avid listeners who proudly works all types of odd jobs to support herself and her family. Yet, she finds the time to listen. She finds the time to correct her mistakes. She finds the time to write things down. She stays committed no matter what life throws at her. See, that's commitment. See, that's consistency. I could give you 100 more examples, but I'll stick with these ones for now. I'll stick with them because I want you all, as you're listening to this episode, to think about your own commitment to learning English. How has it been this year? Be honest, have you truly done your best? Or could you have done more? Could you have tried harder? Think about these questions honestly in preparation for 2024? Because we may be getting ready to enter a new year, but our journey of learning English has just begun. I am not going anywhere. In fact, I am only going to become more and more demanding. My expectations for your English learning and success are only going to get higher. I want to see you thrive. I want to see you grow. I want to see you give me your absolute best. If you weren't able to do that this year, that's okay. Don't dwell on it too much. Keep going. 2024 is a new year. It's a new chapter. It's not too late for you to join the journey. Don't lose hope. Don't lose your motivation. Find the strength within you to be consistent and to stay committed. Because I promise you, there is nothing as glorious and as powerful as the reward that comes with that commitment and that consistency. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next Monday.